CDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222 CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Hey, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in Morris as tonight is the Tri-Valley League Boys Basketball Semifinals. As it's the Morris Boys, they are the one seed hosting the four seed, the Milford Wildcats. And the winner of tonight's game will move on to Saturday's Tri-Valley Championship game. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I am really excited to be here for this one tonight. A great matchup between these two teams. A lot of size on both of these teams, so it should be a good battle in the trenches tonight. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll come back and we'll set the scene. We'll also give you an update on the other semifinal tonight, which is the Franklin Boys hosting Richfield Springs. That game started earlier, started at 6 o'clock. So we'll tell you how that game's going as well. So I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Again, it's four-seed Milford traveling to one-seed Morris. This is the boys' Tri-Valley champion, well, the Tri-Valley semifinals, I should say, here tonight. The championship game will be on Saturday in Lawrence. Good news, folks. If you like high school basketball, then we're going to have a lot for you this week. If you're not a high school basketball fan, you might be sick of me by the end of the week. But we have the boys' contest here tonight. Tomorrow night I'll be over in Franklin as the Franklin girls host Cherry Valley Springfield. That's the Tri-Valley girls' semifinals. On Thursday, I'll be over in Greene as the Delhi girls will be battling Greene in the MAC girls' semifinals. That's on Thursday. And if you remember, we did Greene and Delhi in the regular season. It was a fantastic game. And then on Saturday, we're going to have a doubleheader over in Lawrence. That's where the Tri-Valley Championship will be this year. We will have the boys' game first in the afternoon, followed by the girls' game. Depending on what teams get there, the times will be determined later this week. But we'll be there for both of those games, the boys' and the girls' Tri-Valley Championship. So it's going to be a full week of hoops here on WCDO. So we're glad to have you along. As I said, both of these teams doing very well this season. Morris comes in with a record of 8-2 in the league. They got off to a fast start, and they have been one of the top contenders in Section 4 Class D with a record of 15-3. Milford has just been strong and steady all year, 7-3 in the league, 12-5 overall. Both these teams have gone out in the non-conference and challenged each other, and challenged themselves, I should say, and so they're ready for this playoff run here tonight. Both sides have a lot of size as well, so I'm very interested to see how the battle on the boards goes here tonight as well. I think that's going to go a long ways. And another thing is both of these teams are just finally getting healthy, getting everybody back from quarantine. So I was talking to Morris head coach Jerry Joy during pregame, and he said, you know, this is the first time I've had my full starting roster in the last six games. So if you're a Morris fan, good to have everybody back here tonight. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and we'll be back. Playoff hoops here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games and go back and save them on our website, WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU, so you can go back anytime and listen to those. It is a free download. To our starting lineups here, first for Milford, they are the 4 seed, and they have, again, a record of 12-5 on the season, 7-3 in the league for head coach Greg Eggleston. They are going to start with number 1, Carter Stevens. Number 22, Braden Murphy. Number 10, Riley Stevens. Number 13, Martin Thorsland. And number 23, Sawyer Ekberg. On the other side for Morris and head coach Jerry Joy, 15-3 overall, 8-2 in the league. They are going to start with Tiger Stansel, number 1. Number 3, Asa Dugan. Number 10, Garrett Akins. Number 11, Scott Murphy. And number 13, John Child. Murphy, one of the better players in the league. He's a lot of fun to watch here, one of a few dynamic guards that are going to be on the floor here tonight for both teams, so should be a great matchup here tonight. Just quickly looking over my Milford starters here, let's go through them again. Carter Stevens, number 1. Yes, they're going to go with Sawyer Ekberg, 23, Braden Murphy, 22, Riley Stevens, 10, and Martin Thorsland, 13. I say that because I went over and was joking with Coach Eggleston. I said, what's up with my numbers here? He said, well, we just got new uniforms, so that is always a classic. When a team gets new uniforms, everybody changes it around. But we got it all set for you, and we are ready to go here in Morris in the Tri-Valley semifinals. And the opening tip is won here by Milford as they go left to right. Here is Riley Stevens to the right side. Milford's in the black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Here's a steal by Tiger Stansel for Morris. Takes it the length of the floor and scores. And it's an early 2-0 lead for the Morris Mustangs. Morris is in the home whites with the royal blue trim, says Mustangs in a blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Again, Milford in the black with the purple and the white trim, says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the chest. A pass down low by Carter Stevens is deflected and a steal for Morris. And here is Scott Murphy back up to Stancil to the far side for Dugan. Tries to feed to the interior for Murphy. Missed his first shot. Then it was tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Mustangs. It's funny because I've seen Morris, I think, two, maybe three times this year as I was looking back through my notes, and I don't think I've seen them with a full team a couple of times here. So it's interesting to see some new faces out there and what they want for their strong starting five. A three ball for Scott Murphy is no good. We're going to have a foul underneath with 7:12 to go here in the first quarter. Going to be a foul on Milford, on Martin Thorsland, his first, team's first. Martin has had a fantastic season for the Milford Wildcats. He's a handful on the interior. Morris is going to have to be careful. Three ball for Morris in the corner with Garrett Akins is no good, and a rebound for Milford. They're looking to survive the first couple of minutes in a hostile environment here in the playoffs on the road. Pass down low, Wildcats with a jumper off the mark, and a rebound, and a foul. Sawyer Ekberg was fouled as he got that rebound and went to go back up with it off the initial shot there from Braden Murphy. So Ekberg, again, one of those interior players that we talked about in the pregame show that has just been dynamite this year for the Milford Wildcats. 6:55 to go first quarter, an early 2-0 lead for Morris over Milford. And here is Ekberg at the line. First shot rattles in for Sawyer Ekberg. Makes it 2-1. Get you an update, as I promised, on that Richfield Springs and Franklin game. That game is in the fourth quarter now. Second shot is good for Ekberg. He goes 2 out of 2. Last check I had was that Richfield Springs was up by double digits in that game, so I'll get another check for you as soon as possible. 2-2 the score here, and a steal for Milford. Let's see, it's going to go. It's actually going to stay with Morris, as they're saying that on the steal, he had his foot on the sideline. And so Milford will have to settle back in on defense. Morris with the basketball. Here's Tiger Stancil passing down low for Murphy. They're just going to say he travels, and it's going to go back to the Milford Wildcats with 6:40 to go in the first quarter, and we're tied 2-2. I'd say both these teams just trying to settle in right now, some playoff nerves. You know, for a lot of these guys, this is their first time playing in the Tri-Valley basketball playoffs, you know, or they haven't played in 2 years because of the COVID shutdown. So I think there's some extra nerves here tonight. Milford with the basketball. Here is Riley Stevens. Gets into the paint. Wants to try to take it to the rim and scores. Riley Stevens, through traffic, was able to score. And then a turnover here by the Mustangs is going to give it right back to Milford. They're going to say the inbounder stepped on the line, came over the line, and so Milford will get it back. And so the Wildcats take a 4-2 lead here over Morris with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Milford with the basketball. They'll pass one to the interior here for Ekberg. Now back out to Riley Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens goes to Carter Stevens, his younger brother, on the near side. Back up top for Riley. Straight away three, won't go. Rebound for Morris. Dugan was in there to scoop it up into the safe hands of Tiger Stancil. Splits two defenders. Boy, bodies colliding there. We'll have a foul on Carter Stevens. Stancil with that extremely quick first step got into the paint. They kind of went hip to hip there. And so the foul will be on Carter Stevens, his first, team's second. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. And it's Milford 4 and Morris 2. So Morris with the basketball. Here's Murphy to the left side for 3. Left it a little short. Skying for a rebound is Ekberg. And an outlet pass to Riley Stevens. Stevens comes across the midcourt timeline as the Wildcats look to get it set. They try to pass to the interior. Good defense there by Akins of Morris. Pass went sailing out of bounds as Milford tried to go down low for Ekberg. And so the Mustangs will get it back with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 the score. Here's Murphy. He's blocked out of there by Ekberg. Both teams flying for the ball into the corner. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Milford, so Morris will hang on. Milford's doing a really good job of knowing where Scott Murphy is. He's the most dynamic scorer here on this Morris team. Inbounds pass, they go to Akins, his three in the corner, won't go down, and another rebound here for Milford. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It is the Milford boys leading 4-2 here in the Tri-Valley semifinals. Carter Stevens for three, no good. Dugan with a rebound here for Morris. Outlet pass to Tiger Stancil. Both teams settling in here in the first quarter. Skip pass on the defense to go to Murphy. Straight away for Stancil. Has to back it out, wants to pump the brakes and reset here with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 the score. Pass to the interior for Akins. Pull-up jumper won't go down. John Child with a rebound here and tries to get an outlet pass. No, keeps it himself. Right-handed layup won't go. And a rebound underneath by Ekberg. Back down the floor here for Milford with 4:40 to go in the first. 4-2 the score. Milford boys in a tight one so far with the two-point lead. They go back to Riley Stevens. Stevens underneath tries to float it up. Left it short. Gets his own rebound. Passes back and finds a wide open Sawyer Ekberg underneath who scores. And Ekberg with 4 points now. And Milford leads 6-2 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Murphy with the basketball. Wants to skip it across. Now looking for Akins. Pulls it back out. Fires one up off the back of the rim. No good rebound here for Murphy. Left-handed layup won't go. Instead, kicks it back out for Stancil. For three, no, it's a long two for Tiger Stancil. Foot was on the line. Cuts it back to a two-point ball game with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Our score is Milford 6 and Morris 4. Wildcats with the basketball at the top of the key. Now looking for Ekberg. Dishing one off here for Stevens. Tries to pump one to the interior. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Milford with 3:40 to go in the first. A busy night around the area. A bunch of MAC basketball games. Tri-Valley boys playoffs here as Milford gets it in. Three in the corner. Won't go down for Carter Stevens. And a rebound here for Tiger Stancil of Morris. Stancil in transition. Got a little bit ahead of himself. Lost control of it. It rolls out of bounds and will go back to Milford with 3:30 to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 6-4 the score. Milford boys on top of Morris. Here's Milford with the basketball. Again going left to right. Front of the Morris bench. They go to Stevens. Riley finds Carter Stevens at the top. Flipping one over for Murphy. A jumper on the far side. No. Ekberg will tap one over. And he's looking for Martin Thorslund, who lays it up and in. And Milford leads 8-4. Nobody boxed out. Martin Thorslund, he was able to crash, get that ball from Ekberg, and put it up and in. So it's Milford 8 and Morris 4 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Pull-up jumper for Tiger Stancil. Won't go down. Rebound's got Murphy. It's good and one. Murphy is fouled and will head to the line. First basket of the night here for Scott Murphy. And he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. With 2:50 to go in this first quarter, our score is Milford 8 and Morris 6. And here is Murphy to the line, looking for the and one on the free throw. And his shot is wide to the right. Rebound for John Child, who lays it up and in. John Child back in action tonight, ties this game up at 8 apiece. With 2:40 to go in the first quarter, a good game as expected. Punched out of bounds. Tiger Stancil with those quick hands. And Milford's going to go to the bench. They will hold on to the ball. Stevens to the bench, and Zach Brown will be coming in. Very good cross-country runner as well. That was two really good cross-country runners. Carter Stevens and Zach Brown both had a very nice fall cross-country season for the combined Morris and Milford program. Here is Brown in the corner for three, and he is fouled as he took that shot with 2.5 to go in this first quarter. And looks like he is going to go to the line here. Came into the corner right in front of our broadcast booth here. We are right next to the Morris bench on the floor here tonight. And so he was directly in front of us here and got whacked as he went up. And so he's going to have three shots here. Fresh off the bench. First shot at the line is up and good for Zach Brown, who provides some nice minutes for this Milford team off the bench. Whenever I talk with Coach, when he's sending in his scores at night, it always seems like Zach finds a way to get some key points off the bench. Misses the second foul shot here, so third one coming. Morris going to the bench as well. J.J. Benjamin comes in, and Asa Dugan's going to get a break here for the Mustangs. Both these teams very deep at the guard position. And so third shot coming here for Brown. He's 1 out of 2 so far after being fouled, taking that three-point shot. And the third shot will go. So Brown goes 2 out of 3 at the line. Milford leads 10-8 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Morris with the basketball. They try to go to the interior, taken away. Back down the floor here for Milford. Ekberg is blocked. Both teams come flying out of bounds here. Almost right into our table. I knew when I set this table up tonight that I was probably going to get somebody in my lap. It almost happened there. Great hustle by both teams. Morris is going to get the ball back here as it was last touched by Milford. Actually, I think they might. Yes, they did call a foul on that play after chasing it down on Martin Thorsland. So his second and the team's fourth. So Thorsland is going to have to go to the bench. That's key here for Milford because he usually is in the game the entire time. He's going to have to sit with those two fouls for protection. Morris going to the interior now. To the left side for Tiger Stancil. Stops and pops for a 12-footer from the left side. No good. Rebound for Milford. And that was Ekberg, who's going to have to step up on the rebounding duties here. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Milford 10, Morris 8. We got a good one so far in the Tri-Valley League boys basketball semifinals. Winner goes to the championship game on Saturday, which we'll also have here on CDO. Pass into the corner, I should say, and then a long two with his foot on the line there for Braden Murphy. And that basket is good for the Wildcats. So it is Milford 12 and Morris 8. Pass to the interior for John Child. Back out for Tiger Stancil. And they'll say he traveled on that pump fake. And so the ball is going to go back to the Milford Wildcats with 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A good one so far. Milford 12 and Morris 8. Coach Joy trying to talk to the official about that travel call. Milford with the basketball again with the black and the purple and white trim here tonight. Those new uniforms for the Wildcats. Riley Stevens picked up his dribble in a tough spot, is able to dump one off here for Braden Murphy, though. Murphy back outside. Goes for Riley Stevens. 10 on the shot clock. Stevens on the baseline. Tries to pass to the interior, and it's knocked away by Morris. Key possession here. Long pass ahead for Murphy. He gets stuck underneath the bucket, but somehow finds an angle to muscle it up and in. So Murphy with 4 points now for Morris, and we're back to a two-point game. Milford 12 and Morris 10. With 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, Morris is the one seed, Milford the four here in the Tri-Valley playoffs tonight. Wildcats with the basketball, it's tapped away, and Morris has it with J.J. Benjamin at midcourt. Benjamin to the far side, finds Murphy. He's going to slow it down here. 30 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. He says, up pass one down low, finds Garrett Akins, who muscles it up and in. And we're tied at 12 apiece with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Morris kind of coming back here from a four-point hole. Milford's going to back it out. Shot clock is off. They can play for the last shot if they want. It's down to 10 seconds. They go to the interior. They were looking for Michael Vertel. Pass was too far in front of him, out of bounds with 9.6 seconds to go first quarter. Morris is going to have a chance. 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We are tied 12-12, and they are going to have an opportunity here, the Mustangs, for the last shot of this first frame. See how aware they are of the time. Stancil with five across midcourt, finds Benjamin for three. It's too strong. Underneath, rebound Milford, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books. Tri-Valley League boys semifinals. We're tied up at 12 apiece between Morris and Milford. I'm Nate Lullen. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just an update from that other game. Three seed Richfield Springs advances to the Tri-Valley League boys title game. I'll have more details soon, but Richfield Springs defeats Franklin 78-57. So the three upsets to two in the other Tri-Valley semifinal. So Richfield Springs has made it to the championship game. They'll get the winner of one Morris and four Milford. Where we are right now to start the second quarter, we're tied at 12 apiece. Milford with the basketball. They go to the high post looking for Sawyer Ekberg. Ekberg picked up his dribble in a tough spot as Milford goes left to right. And they try to pass it to Brown on the far side through his hands and out of bounds. So it's going to go back to the Mustangs. I knew that that Richfield and Franklin game would be good. I did not expect Richfield to pull away like that. I thought all four teams here in the Tri-Valley League boys semifinals, I thought, were very evenly matched. It was really tough to choose which game to do here tonight. As here's Morris for three in the corner with Dugan no good. John Child a rebound. That won't go. Aikens windexes the glass. Feeds one back out to Murphy. 7-10 to go here, second quarter. Finds Benjamin. Far side for a long three. Yes. I thought maybe his foot was on the line, but they call it a three for J.J. Benjamin. And Morris leads 15-12. So Richfield Springs has punched their tickets. Who are they going to get? With 6:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-12 right now. Milford with the basketball. They go to the top of the key. Here with Zach Brown. Brown to the far side. Finds Riley Stevens. He fires up a three. Splash for Riley Stevens from way downtown on that left wing side. Ties things back up at 15. And those are the shots that Milford's going to have to make here tonight to keep pace with Morris. And that was a huge one. So we're tied at 15 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Mustangs with the basketball. Go to the far side and a bounce pass into the corner for Dugan. Now to Aikens, back to Murphy, far side. Benjamin in the corner, got it. Splash again, back-to-back three-pointers for J.J. Benjamin. And Morris leads 18-15. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Milford pulls one back out. Riley Stevens with the ball at the left elbow. Feeds one into the corner here for Zach Brown. Brown now back up top. Three ball here for Riley Stevens again. Answers. What a shot there from Riley Stevens. And we are tied back up at 18 apiece. So Benjamin for Morris and Riley Stevens for Milford going toe-to-toe here for these three-pointers. And we're tied up at 18. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Scott Murphy trying to answer with a three of his own. It's off the mark and a rebound for Milford with Zach Brown, but it's stolen back by Morris. Dugan, right-handed layup. Murphy with a second chance opportunity. Now a third. Pops it up, hits it, and he's fouled. Scott Murphy going to the line for his second opportunity tonight in an old-fashioned three-point play. He's such a good guard, but he also has the size, which allows him to crash the boards like that. And Milford couldn't keep him away. And it's tough right now because Milford has Martin Thorslund on the bench with those two fouls. So they're trying to protect him. And Murphy crashing the boards there finds a way to put it up and in. And his foul shot is good. So Murphy has seven. And Morris leads 21-18 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll have a substitution here. And Garrett Aikens is going to come out, and Tiger Stansel will come back in with, again, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. 21-18 our score. Morris boys leading Milford here with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Live from Morris tonight on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. Milford with the basketball. We'll try to go to the interior here for Ekberg, and now we'll have a foul. It's going to be on Morris with 5:13 to go in the second quarter. I believe it's going to be on John Child. On the interior, a lot of crashing and banging going on in there, and they whistle Child for the little extra contact, it looks like. Milford going to the bench once again. Jacob Burkhart will come out, and Braden Murphy will come back in. Be interested to see how long Coach Eggleston decides to roll the dice with keeping Martin Thorslund on the bench. Milford with the basketball. They trail by three here in the second quarter. Ball is loose. We are going to have a foul on the Mustangs. I believe, yes, on J.J. Benjamin for a reach-in. Here's our team foul situation. It's pretty even right now. 5 for Milford and 4 for Morris. Foul's going to be on Benjamin, his first, and again, the team's fourth. So Benjamin's going to come out, and Ethan Franklin will be checking in for Morris. 5:05 to go in the second quarter, 21-18. Morris boys leading Milford here tonight in the Tri-Valley semis. Live from Morris Central School. Milford with the basketball. They'll go to Brown at the top of the key. Now leaving one here for Riley Stevens. Stevens picked up his dribble in a tough spot. They didn't realize that the shot clock was winding down. They couldn't get it off. It looked like Stevens was going to let one go, and then he put the brakes on. And then it's a shot clock violation against the Milford Wildcats. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 21-18. Morris boys with a three-point lead. Here is Murphy, right side. Murphy into the corner, now gets it back, wants to float one across. Four Tiger Stancil at the top of the key. Splits two defenders. Passes down low. Pull-up jumper for Ethan Franklin is no good. So Eric Ekberg cleans the glass there and rips down a rebound for Milford with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 21-18 the score. Milford boys trailing by three on the road here in Morris. Going left to right on your radio dial. Here is Zach Brown at the top of the key. Brown to the right side looking for options. Brown holding on to it here. Now it's taken away by Tiger Stancil. Stancil to the left side, takes it the length of the floor, scores, and we got a foul. Tiger Stancil with 6 points. Making a difference here tonight for the Mustangs. Read that pass, was able to steal it, took it down the length of the floor, and then we have a foul on it, the play. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. Stancil to the line, John Child to the bench. Garrett Akins comes back in. Benjamin's going to come back in as well here for the Morris Mustangs. Murphy's going to get a breather. And it looks like Martin Thorslund is back in now for Milford and immediately gets a rebound off the miss there from Stancil at the line. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Morris 23, Milford 18. Milford trying to hang tough here on the road. I think this is a key stretch for them right now, right before the half. They got to try to keep this lead down, and another steal by Benjamin. Morris doing a good job of getting in the passing lanes. Benjamin down the left side, finds Stancil, pumps one to the interior, and a turnaround shot here is up and in for Ethan Franklin off the bench. Making a big contribution there for the Mustangs. Makes it 25-18 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Milford with the basketball, a floater in the paint is good, and that will certainly help. Riley Stevens with 10 points here in the first half. That floater cuts it back to a five-point game with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. It is Morris 25, Milford 20. Three from the outside for Asa Dugan. No good. Thorslund with a rebound. He's like a human vacuum cleaner in there, I swear. She's able to grab that one and rip it down. Milford back across the midcourt timeline. Here is Riley Stevens, stuck in a tough spot again. Finds Thorslund, takes it down low, and he's fouled. And that helps just having Thorslund before. Milford was getting stuck in those type of situations where maybe they pick up their dribble in a bad spot. When you have Thorslund in there, you can pass it to the interior. He finds creative ways to get himself open. Nice job there by Martin, and he will head to the line here. He's got 2 points so far. And first shot rattles in and out. Martin is a fantastic baseball pitcher, and he's probably going to play somewhere in college. He does have some offers, and he's trying to narrow down his options. But if you have a chance this spring to go out and watch him throw off the mound, he is a very good pitcher here in the Tri-Valley. Thorslund's second shot is good. So it's 25-21 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Morris boys on top by four. They almost lose control of the ball here, but somehow, pinballing around, they find John Child for a right-handed layup. A broken play turns into 2 points for Morris, and it's 27-21 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Milford with the basketball. Here's Stevens at the top of the key. Takes it in. Floater in the paint is good for Carter Stevens. Remind me, folks, I got a good story about him at halftime. Carter Stevens, one of my guys. 27-23 the score with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Milford trying to hang on. They could use a stop here on defense. Morris trying to keep adding up to this lead here. Here's Murphy left side. Inside for John Child. Dishes down low and it's knocked away. Milford with a steal by Sawyer Ekberg. Passing one ahead. And they go to Riley Stevens. Stevens into the corner now for Martin Thorslund. Thought about a three. Pump fakes on it. Wants to bring it back out. Thorslund up near midcourt in front of the Morris bench. Slicing and dicing through the defense. Lost control of it. Murphy with a steal. Murphy wants to take it in and lays it up and in. Murphy now with 9 points. And it's 29-23 with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. And a foul as Milford tried to take it to the rim, and Riley Stevens is going to go to the line. Foul's going to be on Benjamin, I believe. Yes, his second, team's sixth. Going back to that play, Murphy took it down the floor. It was kind of, I would call it a half dunk. He went up, he wanted to slam, he got up there, and then just kind of laid it in. Riley Stevens' first foul shot at the line will not go. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Another key stretch here for the Milford Wildcats. If you can keep this around 4 or 5 points going into the break as he hits the second one, he's got 11, you can go in and regroup. So I think the next 2 minutes here is pretty key. Minute 45 to go here. Ball tipped off the hands of John Child, and that's the break that Milford needs. They trail 29-24. And Milford will bring it back down the floor with Riley Stevens. Can the Mustangs settle in on defense here and protect this lead? Their home fans getting into it, trying to give them some extra energy. Pass to the interior for Ekberg, and he fouls. And Ekberg's going to go to the line for two. Who will they get this foul on? Yeah, that's going to be on John Child. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, that is the second personal on John Child and the seventh on Morris as a team. Some big foul shots coming here for Sawyer Ekberg. Ekberg at the line. First one is good. So Milford hanging tough, 29-25, with a minute 34 to go in the second quarter. Boys Tri-Valley semifinal here tonight on WCDO. Second shot is good for Sawyer Ekberg. He has six. And back down the floor they come. A three-point ball game. Morris leading 29-26 with a buck 25 to go in the second quarter. Tiger Stansel, a jumper from the left side, won't go. Riley Stevens cleaning the glass. Back down the floor. Finds Carter Stevens. Pump fakes on a three. Steps back out. Now he fires and hits. Carter Stevens from way downtown. Ties this game up at 29. Here I was a minute ago saying keep it within five or six. Milford does it one better and comes all the way back to tie it up at 29. Morris with another throwaway through the hands there of Tiger Stansel. And Morris is going to take a timeout with 1:02 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 29 apiece here in the Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals between Morris and Milford on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 1:02 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 29 apiece between Morris and Milford in the Boys Tri-Valley League basketball semifinals here tonight. Winner will get Richfield Springs, who upset Franklin in the other semifinal tonight. Championship game will be on Saturday in Lawrence on Saturday afternoon. Halftime show is coming up, brought to you by Mirabito in just a couple of minutes here. Milford with possession, 29-29 the score, with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Riley Stevens, slices through the defense, takes it in, and cannot get the layup to go. Ball out of bounds, kept in, though, by Milford somehow. Mike Vertel, far side, hits the shot, and he's fouled. Vertel is going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. What a wacky turn of events there. The ball was going out of bounds. Morris went to save it. They saved it, but it went right to Riley Stevens, and then said, okay, thanks, almost like he didn't know what to do with it, and he just passed one over to Vertel, who put it up and in. And Vertel at the line, shot no good, rebound for Morris. Dugan will throw it out. The clock starts to move here, 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Milford ahead by two, a strip of the ball, but Morris hangs on. Three ball in the corner for Ethan Franklin. Off the bench with a huge three there. He's got 5 points, and it's 32-31. Morris back on top by a point with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wildcats will pull it out. Shot clock is off. They want to play for the last shot. Riley Stevens quarterbacking this play, directing traffic, trying to be patient. 10 to go. Stevens to the right corner. Stops, pops for a long two. It's no good. Rebound underneath for Vertel. He's fouled and can't get the shot to go. Rolls off the front of the rim, and Vertel will head to the line with 4.2 to go. Wow, what a great rebound there by Vertel off the miss from Riley Stevens to keep that play alive. Vertel trying to maybe tie this game up on this shot here, and this one is good. Shooter's touch there for Vertel. That was a bullet, and it rolled around the rim and somehow flushed its way down. So we're tied at 32 apiece. Here's Vertel's second shot, good. So Vertel has 4 points. 4 seconds left here before the halftime break. Morris gets it ahead. Franklin at the buzzer, no good. Halftime score, Milford 33, Morris 32. We got a heck of a game here in the Tri-Valley semifinals. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team?
commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth
and athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lal with you here, and it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I've been waiting to say this, but there is a big crowd here tonight for Milford as they are supporting Bella Sagis. Bella, of course, is the daughter of Milford Athletic Director Chris Sagis. She was in a skiing accident this weekend and is in the hospital, and so there's a lot of signs here tonight. Bella strong, Sagis strong, and a lot of the players are wearing a little pink ribbon on their jersey. Tonight, in honor of Bella, they got some nice pink signs over on the far side. They're doing some raffles, but a good friend of mine just came over. They're kind of doing like a GoFundMe and some fundraising here tonight, and he showed me the sheet, and somebody locally anonymously donated $10,000. They're just trying to raise money for the Sagis family, so that is absolutely incredible. Again, an anonymous donor putting in $10,000. Tonight towards that. So our well wishes to Bella and the Sagis family. They are wonderful people, and I am so happy that someone stepped up and made a donation like that. That is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to take one last quick break. We'll be back with the third quarter here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. So we get you set for the start of the third quarter here. Again, our score 33-32. I am still just blown away. I'm so glad that my friend Josh came over and showed that to me. $10,000 someone donated. It's absolutely amazing. You love to see it. Now a steal by Morris to start the second half. Here's Murphy. Tried to go in for the dunk. Missed it. Stansel is there to clean it up, though, and puts it up and in. Tiger Stansel making that bucket. It's 34-33. And that's going to be a turnover now on Milford. As Carter Stevens got to midcourt, picked up his dribble in a tough spot and then shuffled that pivot foot, so he's going to give it back here to the Morris Mustangs. Morris is in the home white with the royal blue trim here tonight going left to right. Milford's in their new black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Here's Murphy pulling up for a jumper. No good. John Child with the rebound. Muscles it up off the glass and in for Johnny Child. And he's got 6 points. And Morris has come out of the locker room ready to go. They lead 36-33. Can Milford survive? I think that's a big thing when you're on the road. If you get punched in the mouth, can you survive? Now a steal by Morris. They're coming to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-33. Murphy with the steal. Goes to Asa Dugan. Whatever Jerry Joy said in the halftime break must have worked. They go inside for Child, and he scores again. John Child now with 8 points. Will Milford take a timeout or anything? Doesn't look like it. They're going to try to survive. 6:50 to go in the third. Morris has opened up a lead, 38-33, and now a steal by Morris. They put in a little half-court trap, and boy, is it working so far. Mustangs with the basketball. They go to Dugan. Left side for three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Child. That's no good. And Ekberg with a rebound underneath, and now a timeout taken here by Milford. Eggleston, Coach Eggleston wants to talk things over. 6.5 to go in the third. Morris comes out of the locker room, guns a-blazing, 38-33. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Some full court pressure out of the timeout coming here from the Morris Mustangs. And that seems to be the recipe that's working. Can Milford survive here? Riley Stevens doing the inbounding duties. Gets it in to Brown. It's knocked away. Brown's going to get it back, though. It's stolen by Tiger Stancil, though. It's all out chaos right now. Ball still loose on the floor. Milford will steal it back. And now they will finally get some breathing room. Boy, Morris brought some suffocating pressure there with 6:15 to go in the third. It's 38-33. Milford with the basketball. They will go to Riley Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens comes off a screen. Now goes to Zach Brown on the right side. Again, 6:05 to go in the third. Tri-Valley League boys semifinals here tonight. And Stevens for a straightaway three. It's no good. Ekberg with the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Milford, though. 38-33 our score. Morris boys on top. And it's going to be an inbounding duties here for Riley Stevens again. Morris has really cranked up the pressure. They go to the top of the key now for Ekberg. Backdoor pass. It is taken away by Dugan. A steal for Morris. They have very active hands here to start this second half. Here is Murphy. Steps through. Wants to take it to the rim. Missed the shot. And gets his own rebound, though. Murphy, a second chance? No, this one's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Milford. Great effort there by Murphy. Just got unlucky, kind of slipped out of his hands and rolled out of bounds with 5.5 to go here in the third. Milford still looking for their first bucket of the second half. A steal by Tiger Stancil. Gets it into Murphy, and he's fouled. Stancil and Murphy have made a heck of a 1-2 combo here in this third quarter so far. Active hands, quick feet on defense. You love to see it if you're a Mustangs fan. And so this is going to be Scott Murphy heading to the line with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-33, and the Mustangs trying to rebuild that lead. They were up 6 late in the second quarter before Milford was able to chip it down, tie it up, and then take a one-point lead at the half. Murphy at the line. First shot, no good. Left it short. And second chance coming up here. And now it's going to be a timeout taken. Looks like Milford wants to talk it over again. 5.5 to go in the third. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. It's Milford 33, Morris leading 38-33 over Milford. Sorry about that, here on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, second foul shot for Murphy is no good. Ball out of bounds, going back to Milford. You do not see Murphy go 0 for 2 at the line like that very often, so this is a big opportunity here for Milford. They trail 38-33. And here is Riley Stevens. Takes it to the rim. Count the bucket, and he's fouled. Riley Stevens gets the first basket of the second half here for Milford. He's got a team-high 13 points. And he's going to head to the line, and that's exactly what Milford needed to try to climb back into this game. With 5.5 to go in the third, it's now 38-35. Morris on top. Stevens at the line, can't get it to go, rims out, rebound is scooped up, now loose on the floor, both teams wrestling, scrambling for it. Jump ball is going to give it to the Mustangs. So 5:23 to go in the third, 38-35 our score. Morris boys with a three-point lead. Winner will get Richfield Springs in the Tri-Valley League Championship game on Saturday. If you're a Mac fan, as now we got a steal by Milford, they go to it. Martin Thorslund takes it in, and slam dunk time for Martin Thorslund. Forslund now with 5 points. Puts that one down, and it's 38-37. Mustangs get it back. Dugan with a jumper from the foul line, and it's good here for Asa Dugan. I'll get back to my point about the MAC here in just a minute. Morris leads 40-37 with 4:55 to go in the third. Here is Milford over the half-court timeline. Riley Stevens takes it all the way but then couldn't finish, and the ball rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Morris. The MAC championship is going to be next week, so we got Tri-Valley on the 12th. The Delaware League is the, let me think about this, 17th, and then the MAC championship is going to be the 18th. So we will have some MAC semifinals later this week, but it's spread out pretty good, so we have a good chance to cover all the championship games. Here's John Child down low. Misses a right-handed layup. Milford with a rebound. Vertel with an outlet pass to Riley Stevens. 4.5 to go in the third. And the Mustangs leading the Wildcats 40-37. Here is Milford trailing by three with the basketball. They go to Thorsland straight away for three. Died on the back of the rim. Stansel with a rebound. One of the best names in the league, Tiger Stansel, back down the floor. Crosses the midcourt timeline. Stansel stops and pops for a three from straightaway and hits it. Tiger Stansel now with 11 points, and that was huge in transition. Makes it 43-37 with 4 minutes to go in the third. Comes off a screen. They're going to go to Ekberg at the top of the key. Now back to Stevens in the corner. Dials one up. Left it just a little short. Stevens gets his own rebound. Goes to Vertel on the inside. He puts it up and he's fouled. And Vertel's going to have a chance to go to the line with 3:48 to go in the third. And Morris leading Milford 43-37. But the Wildcats trying to chip away at it here. Morris has really turned up the pressure here in this third quarter. And it's really allowed them to get out in transition, get some steals, and get some easier looks at the basket. And they have the guards to do it. So Vertel at the line. First shot is good for Mike Vertel. Some valuable minutes off the bench here for head coach Greg Eggleston from Mike Vertel. Another one coming here from Vertel. Cannot get it to go. Hit the rim twice. Rebound picked up by Asa Dugan. Outlet pass to Stansel. Ahead for Murphy. Murphy down the right side. Takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. It rolls out. Rebound loose on the floor. Sawyer Ekberg comes away with it. Muscles one out to Vertel. And the big fella is able to get that to Riley Stevens just in time. Morris wanted to travel. They won't get it. 3.5 to go in the third. Here's a pull-up jumper for Milford. It's no good, and a rebound for Dugan. It's Morris 43, Milford 38, and the boys Tri-Valley League champion, or the semifinals tonight, I should say. Keep wanting to say the championship game, but that's on Saturday. We'll be there for that, too. Stansel on the left side. Works one back out to Murphy at the top of the key as Morris goes left to right. With 3 minutes to go in the third, he'll zip one far side. J.J. Benjamin for three. Got it. J.J. Benjamin, his third three of the night. Looking like his old man, Jimmy Benjamin, out there, who did it for Morris many years ago. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Milford. But the Mustangs lead 46-38, and J.J. Benjamin from way downtown again. 9 points on three threes. 2:50 to go in the third. Milford trying to answer with Riley Stevens. Stevens into the corner for Zach Brown. Chance of defense here from the Mustang faithful. Back to the left side. They find Brown in the corner for three. He left it well short. Rebound for Tiger Stansel. Stansel down the left side. Stops for a long two, and the bank is open. A long two for Tiger Stansel. He's got 13. Timeout taken by Morris. Biggest lead of the game here at 48-38 with 2:27 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2:27 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO tonight. A big thank you to Morris Central School for letting us come and broadcast here tonight for the Boys Tri-Valley League basketball semifinal. Biggest lead of the game right now out of this timeout, 48-38. The Morris boys on top of Milford. And the Wildcats mount a comeback here. They need to get moving here late in this third quarter with now 2:20 to go, trailing by 10. They were trailed by 6 right before halftime, chipped it back, and got the lead at the half. Inside for Sawyer Ekberg, he scores, and he's going to the line. Ekberg now with 8 points, and that'll do it. That'll help for Milford, making it 48-40. If there's one thing I know, Milford is not going to go quietly. They're going to fight their way back into this game with 2:15 to go in the third, 48-40 the score. And so here is Ekberg at the line. Shot is good. Sawyer Ekberg with 9. And with 2:12 to go here in the third, the official blows his whistle here. And looks like maybe some sort of a uniform thing that needs to get fixed. Something along those lines. Yeah, oh, yep, we got a little cut on Sawyer Ekberg's arms. They're going to have to get that cleaned up, get him a Band-Aid. So Carter Stevens is going to come back in. 2:12 to go here in the third. And we'll get things back underway. Mustangs will have the ball. 48-41, now the score. Milford coming with a little full-court pressure of their own. Here's Stansel. Tries to go to Benjamin on the left side. Now we'll go back to Dugan. They try to go to the interior. Vertel was right there for the steal. Great job by Vertel. Now gets it to Riley Stevens. Flying in, and we're going to have a foul on Morris with a 1:55 to go in the third. Morris fans wanted a charge, but they won't get it. And this is going to send Riley Stevens to the line. Here's our team foul situation. Morris now with 4 and Milford with 1. Fouls on Tiger Stansel, his second personal. They're going to say it was not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. So Riley Stevens will be doing the inbounding on the baseline here for Milford. They trail 48-41 late here in the third quarter. Milford with the basketball. They go to Carter Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens holding on to it here, flips one into the corner now. And this one is tipped away, and Morris is going to get a steal. Here's Murphy, takes it to the rim and scores. Slam dunk time there for Scott Murphy. And he's got 11 points. It's 50-41. Stevens in transition. A three ball for him is no good, and another rebound for Morris. Murphy says, let's pump the brakes here, guys. With 1:25 to go in the third. Mustangs with the basketball. Here's Murphy. Tries to feed one down low for Stansel, who wants to pull it back out and now to Murphy. Murphy says, I'll take a three straight away. That's off the mark. And a rebound for Martin Thorslund. And an over-the-back call here on John Child. Going to be the 5th team foul on the Mustangs. And that's going to be the 4th on John Child. So he's going to have to be careful the rest of the way here for the Mustangs. 50-41 the score. Morris on top of Milford here in the Boys Tri-Valley playoffs in the semifinals. Riley Stevens finds Vertel down low, and he puts it up and in. Vertel's got 7, and it's 50-43 with 1 minute to go in the third. Morris back down the floor here, looking for a quality possession late in this third quarter. Pass here from Murphy, tries to skip across the top of the defense for Benjamin, and he does. Goes to Dugan at the top of the key. Now to Tiger Stansel, tapped out of bounds, but it will stay with the Mustangs. Garrett Aikens back in, and so John Child can come to the bench. Got to protect the big fellow with those fouls. Mustangs with the basketball here to the left side. They'll look to back it out with Murphy. Murphy skips across the top of the defense, finds Benjamin left side. And Benjamin tries a long two. It's no good. Thorslund with a rebound. Tries a long pass ahead to Stevens. Connects with it. Stevens takes it in. And we'll have a foul on Morris as Stevens went up for that layup. Foul's going to be on Tiger Stansel with 25 seconds to go in the third. Our score, Morris 50 and Milford 43. Riley Stevens to the line here. This could be big. If you could cut it back to five, that's very manageable if you're a Milford fan. Morris has really thrown everything in the kitchen sink at you here in the third, and you're still hanging tough. This is a great semifinal game. Stevens at the line cannot get the first one to go. Milford's going to have a chance to go to the line down the stretch with the fouls, six on Morris and only one on Milford, so they're going to have some opportunities to chip away at this. But Stevens goes 0 for 2 at the line. Thorsland with a rebound. Turnaround shot here for Martin Thorsland. That won't go, and this time Garrett Akins, a rebound for Morris. 17 seconds left in the third. Morris leading 50-43. A long pass through the defense, tapped away by Vertel. 9 seconds left. Milford trying to quickly get it up the floor to Carter Stevens. His pass is deflected. Vertel comes away with it. Back out to Carter. Gets into the paint. Tosses it up, and it won't go. Three quarters in the books. Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals. Winner will get Richfield Springs, and right now it's Morris 50 and Milford 43. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Enhance your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Morris pushes ahead of Milford 50-43 as we hit the fourth quarter here at MCS. Tiger Stansel fires in 13 points for the Mustangs. Riley Stevens has 13 points for the Wildcats. So our winner tonight will head to the Tri-Valley League Championship game on a Saturday afternoon at Lawrence. And the winner of this game will get Richfield Springs, who is the 3 seed. Milford will look to get it in. They go to Martin Thorsland as we start the fourth quarter. Milford going right to left on your radio dial. Here is Thorsland. Looks to pump one to the interior. Finds Sawyer Ekberg. Ekberg picks it up. In a tough position. Gets it back to Thorsland at the top of the key with 20 on the shot clock. Thorsland takes it in. Pull-up jumper is short. And a rebound for Murphy. Murphy back down the floor in transition for Morris. Morris going left to right. They're in the white with the royal blue trim. Akins, pull-up jumper is good for Garrett Akins. And he's got 4 points now, and it's 52-43. Morris boys leading Milford with 7:20 to go in the fourth. Here's Riley Stevens, tries to go coast-to-coast. Shot won't go, gets his own rebound, kicks it out, tries a three in the corner off the front of the rim, and it's no good. And this will be Morris with a rebound with Tiger Stansel. He's been tremendous tonight. Goes to Benjamin, now to Akins on the interior. Pull-up shot for Akins, won't go. Rebound for Martin Thorsland. Outlet pass to Carter Stevens. Stevens holding on to it now. Will rip one back for Ekberg on the interior. Pull-up jumper for him won't go. And Milford's gone a little cold at the moment, but then Vertel says, I'll take that. Muscles it up and in underneath. Vertel with 9 points off the bench. Still a very manageable game here. Milford trying to pull their way back in. It's 52-45. Morris boys leading by 7 with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Murphy with a jumper. No good. Thorsland vacuums up another rebound. And ahead now for Riley Stevens. Almost had it. Yes, stolen away from behind. Tiger Stansel snuck in there and took it away. Stansel's pass is knocked out of bounds. With 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-45 our score. And Garrett Akins will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline underneath the Morris basket. Finds Murphy for three. Right side. Couldn't get the shooter's roll. And then a foul on Morris. And this is going to be the 7th foul on Morris. With 6:17 to go in the fourth quarter, foul is going to be on Tiger Stansel, his 4th personal. So now if you're Morris, you have John Child before you. Also have Tiger Stansel, who has been great tonight with 4 fouls. And this is going to send Vertel to the line. So this leaves open the door for Milford to chip back into this game. 6:17 to go in the fourth. It's 52-45. Vertel to the line here. Be very interesting to see what head coach Jerry Joy decides to do with Stancil. Vertel's first shot is good. Vertel now with 10 points. 52-46. This one just feels like it's going to go down to the wire, doesn't it? 6:17 to go in the fourth, as I said. Vertel at the line for Milford. Second shot, no good. And a rebound for Ekberg. Milford keeps it alive. They trail 52-46. Boys Tri-Valley basketball semifinals tonight. Now a steal by Stancil. Stancil down the left side here. Pulls up for Morris. His shot along two is no good. Rebound for Riley Stevens. He's shot out of a cannon back down the floor. Wants to take it to the interior. It's good. And a layup there for Riley Stevens. He's got 15. And it's 52-48 with 5:50 to go in the fourth. Milford will not go quietly. Chance of defense now from the student section, from the Milford fans. Here is Murphy in the paint, and he's fouled as he let a shot go in the paint. 5:44 to go in the fourth. And this is going to send Scott Murphy to the line. Murphy with 11 points, but he has done a variety of things here tonight for the Mustangs. A lot of rebounds, steals, assists, you name it. And Murphy's first shot is good. Got the shooter's touch to go, and he's got 12. As the gym was dead silent there for a minute. Morris leads 53-48. Looks like they're going to take a timeout, I believe, after this shot by Murphy. With 5:44 to go. And Murphy's shot is good. Rattles it in. Murphy's got 13. Timeout Morris. Morris boys leading 54-48 over Milford with 5:44 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-48 our score. Morris boys at home leading Milford. Milford is the 4 seed, Morris the 1, and we are in the Tri-Valley League boys basketball semifinals here tonight in front of a nice crowd here at Morris Central School. You got to love small school playoff basketball. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Milford with the ball. Here is Riley Stevens in the paint. Great pass for Ekberg, and he finishes. Ekberg down low now with 11 points. A good finish there, and it's 54-50 with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Chance of defense again from the Milford side of the crowd. They'll go to Benjamin on the far side. Back out Asa Dugan. No good. Murphy with the follow-up, and it rattles out. Zach Brown, the smallest guard on the court, is able to get a rebound and then call a timeout. Eggleston, head coach Greg Eggleston, called the timeout. Good hustle there by Brown to get the rebound. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Morris boys lead 54-50 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, the winner tonight will get Richfield Springs, who defeated Franklin earlier tonight. That game started at 6 o'clock. And that was Richfield Springs 78, Franklin 57. Boy, Matt Cerro for Franklin. He left it all out there tonight. 32 points, including 6 3-pointers. He did everything he could for Franklin, but they just come up a little short here tonight. This information coming from the Franklin Purple Devils Twitter page. They do a great job there at Franklin with their social media. So a big thank you to them for keeping everybody else here tonight who's very curious at this game, how that game went. And now I'm sure they're all listening in, trying to see who's going to win this one as the Morris boys lead Milford 54-50 with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. I'll take you the rest of the way. Here is Riley Stevens on the right side. Milford's in the black with the purple and white trim going right to left. Stevens with 15 on the shot clock, a little give and go with Thorslund. Gets it back inside for Ekberg. Ekberg turns around, shot won't go. Murphy with a rebound. Murphy windexes the glass and pulls it down and brings it down the floor. Little crossover, gets into the paint, muscles it up, and is fouled, but couldn't get the shot to go. Murphy is just dying for one of those shots to go. He's doing everything, but just cannot seem to get it to finish. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Martin Thorslund. So now he's in a little bit of foul trouble, as he was earlier in the game. And he's going to go to the bench for protection for a little while. So for Morris, Stancil with 4 and Child with 4. And now for Milford, you have Thorslund with 4 as well. And so this is Murphy to the line. His first shot is good. So Murphy with 14. And Morris leads 55-50. We come up on 4.5 to go. Murphy doing everything he can to try to get this team to the Tri-Valley Championship. And the second shot, no good. Asa Dugan flies in for a rebound. Can't get it to go. Murphy says, I'll take it. He muscles it up and in. Murphy now with 16. Took that miss from Dugan and buries it. And now Morris pumps it back up to a 7-point lead, 57-50, with 4:15 to go in the fourth. Milford with the basketball. No work going back out to Ekberg. Ekberg at the top of the key. Now leaving one for Jacob Burghardt and finds Riley Stevens straight away for 3, and he hits it. Stevens now with 18, and just when you think Milford doesn't have an answer, they find a way, and it's 57-53 now with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. What a huge shot there for Milford. Down low for Akins, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound underneath by Ekberg, and an outlet pass to Riley Stevens. Stevens across midcourt at the top of the key to the right side. Stops, goes back out to Ekberg straight away. 3:30 to go, fourth quarter, 4-point ball game. Morris leading 57-53 at home here in the boys' Tri-Valley League semifinals. Zach Brown, top of the key, far side, now to Riley Stevens, pump fakes, takes it down, and a right-handed layup won't go. Ball out of bounds, going back to Morris. Oh, Stevens wants that one back. He did all the work there and just couldn't finish. Stancil and Child are coming back in with 3:18 to go. Time to roll the dice if you're the Mustangs, they're saying. So they're going to play with 4 fouls the rest of the way. See if Milford tries anything. Maybe tries to go at one of those guys. 3:18 to go. Mustangs trying to punch their ticket to the Tri-Valley Championship. Milford hanging tough as well. As Morris leads 57-53. Pass to the interior for John Child. We're going to have a jump ball. He got tied up, and possession arrow is going to keep it with Morris. With 3:05 to go. Boy, and that clock continuing to tick, tick, tick. An exciting finish coming up here in this boys' Tri-Valley League semifinal. Morris will work it in. They go to Murphy on the right side. Looking for a screen. Comes off of it. Baseline. Lost control of it. Gets the ball back. Finds Child for a pull-up jumper. No. Rattled out. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Morris, though. It hit Zach Brown in the shoulder and then went out. Boy, both teams wrestling and scrapping for that. With 2:54 to go in the fourth. Garrett Akins is going to check in. And J.J. Benjamin to the bench. Looks like Morris just wants to go with a little bit more size here to try to, I think, be strong on the glass. 2:54 to go in the fourth. Morris with the basketball. They get one in. Akins in the corner for 3. No. Rebound for John Child. In the paint. Little baby hook for Child. That won't go. Stancil with a rebound. Morris is doing a tremendous job on the glass right now. They go to Dugan on the right side. Rattles in and out. Ball out of bounds and going to Milford. Wow, Morris had about, I would say, 4 to 5 shots on that possession, and it just wouldn't go down. Unlucky if you're a Mustangs fan. 2.5 to go. It's a four-point ball game. Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals tonight. Morris, 57. Milford, 53. Here's Stevens. Down low for Ekberg, and he scores. Ekberg with the bucket. He's got 13, and it's a two-point game, 57-55, with 2:15 to go in the fourth. Backdoor pass for Akins on the right low block. Back for Child. Now to Stancil. Pump fake, steps in for a two. No good. Rebound, Zach Brown. Brown holding on to it. Now he's going to dribble out of trouble. With 2 minutes to go, it's a two-point ball game. Winner goes to the Tri-Valley Championship. Morris leads 57-55. Here's Stevens in the paint. Little up and under. Acrobatic move. It won't go. Off the back of the rim and a rebound for Scott Murphy. Murphy back down the floors. Pull-up jumper for him is no good. Out of bounds. Going to Milford. And the Morris fans thought it was tipped. They're not going to get the call. Forslund's going to come back in with a buck 45 to go. I think they waited as long as they could. Good minutes off the bench from Jacob Burkhart. Everybody's just going to have to finish it on the floor now with a minute 45 to go. Two-point game. And the timeout's going to be taken here by Milford. Morris 57, Milford 55. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:43 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, live from Morris Central School tonight. Two-point ball game. Morris 57, Milford 55. Milford gets it in at half court, trailing by two. Here is Riley Stevens. He has, 18 points here so far tonight. Tries to take it to the rim, muscles it up and in. Stevens ties this game up. He's got 20 points, and it's 57-57 with 90 seconds to go. Morris breaks the press. They'll kick it back out, and they go to Murphy at the top of the key, and he throws one down low. It's going back to Milford. He tried to connect with John Child, and the pass wasn't there, and Milford gets it back with a minute 20 to go. We're tied at 57 apiece. Winner gets Richfield Springs in the championship game. Here is Stevens to the left side. Comes off a screen, wants to pass down low, finds Martin Thorslund. Thorslund on the baseline, tries to go down low. It rolled out. Child with a rebound with a minute to go. Boy, great opportunity for Thorslund. He couldn't finish. Ahead for Garrett Akins, and he finishes. Akins now with 6 points. Timeout taken by Morris with 54 seconds left. They lead 59-57. Huge bucket there by Garrett Akins. We'll step away for 30. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
54.3 seconds left here in the boys Tri-Valley League semifinals tonight, live from Morris Central School. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's courtesy of SFCU. And the Morris boys, the one seed, leading four seed Milford 59-57. Milford's going to have the ball. Fans getting into it here in Morris. Small town basketball at its finest. Winner will go to the league championship game on Saturday. That game's going to be played in Lawrence. Full court pressure coming from Morris. Can Milford handle it? Stevens gets it in, and he finds Ekberg at midcourt. The big fella wants to give it up and does to Riley Stevens with 48 seconds to go. Stevens off a screen. Wants to take it down low. Tries to dish it off. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by John Child. Morris will hold on to it with 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Morris leading 59-57 over Milford. Milford with the basketball underneath their own hoop. Riley Stevens trying to get it in. He's going to have to make a decision, and he throws it off the leg of Asa Dugan to buy himself another 5 seconds. That was getting close. So here is Stevens again doing the inbounding duties. Trying to get something underneath. If he can, he finds Thorsland, who missed the layup, and a rebound for Dugan. Thorsland wanted a foul, and he didn't get it. 35 seconds left. Morris leading by two, 59-57. Dugan up top for Stansel. Stansel to the far side. It's stolen by Carter Stevens. Stevens in for the layup, and he finishes it. Carter Stevens now with seven, and we're tied at 59 apiece. And back down the floor for Morris. Here's John Child. Finds Dugan for three. Can't get it to go. Child with a rebound. Back out for Stansel. 14 seconds left. His jumper won't go. Rebound for Milford. 9 seconds left. He kicks it out. 7 seconds down to six. Here's Stevens. Down to three. He's going to get it over to Ekberg for a shot at the buzzer. No. Overtime. Here we come. Tied at 59 apiece in the boys' Tri-Valley semifinals. We're going to OT. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
What a wild finish to regulation, and we're going to put four more minutes up on the board here, folks. 59-59. We got some bonus basketball tonight. Boys Tri-Valley semifinals tonight here between Morris and Milford tied 59 apiece. Carter Stevens making a layup with about 7 seconds left for Milford to tie this game up. It's been a game of runs. And who's going to have some more gas here in OT? The Mustangs pass it down low to John Child, and he muscles it up and in. Child now with 10 points. And it's 61-59 to start OT. Milford back down the floor with Zach Brown for a long two. No, it's out of bounds and going back to the Mustangs. Brown's shot in the corner was just off. It hit the side of the backboard and went out of bounds. Now the officials are going to get together and talk about something here with 3:39 to go. Yeah, it's going to go back to Morris. I think maybe they were talking about a deflection possibly. So Morris leads 61-59. If you're Milford, you've pretty much come back from the dead twice in this game. I don't know if you get down again if you could find another way back. They were down six at one point, and then they were down by 10 or 11. Came back both times to force the OT here tonight. Morris with the ball. Child passes inside for Murphy. His shot is no good, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Milford. Boy, Murphy took it to the rim, and he did get a lot of contact there, but I also thought he was trying to maybe slam it when he should have just laid it in. And so Milford gets it back after the ball went out of bounds. 3:20 to go in the overtime, I should say. Milford trailing 61-59 here in the Tri-Valley semifinals. A three from the right side for Milford. Won't go for Carter Stevens. Another rebound for Morris. Garrett Akins, who hit a big shot late in regulation, is able to mop up that board. Morris with the basketball, leading by two with 3 minutes to go here in overtime. Mustangs with the ball. They go to Murphy, far side, now to Akins. Akins, three-point line extended, steps in, tries to go to Child on the interior. Ball tipped. Stansel comes away with it. Kicks one back out. Murphy, straight away, three. Got it. What a dagger there for Scott Murphy, and he's got 19. Huge three. And Morris leads 64-59 with 2.5 to go. Milford has not scored yet in the OT. Here's Thorsland. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Thorsland says not so fast, and he's got 7. It's 64-61. 2:25 to go. And Stansel with the ball. Left side. Goes to Dugan. Dugan to the high post. Stansel into the corner now. Pulls up for a long 2. Off the mark. And a tip from Murphy. Scores, and he's going to the line. Scott Murphy has come to life here in overtime. Murphy now with 21. And he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play as Morris leads 66-61 with 2:14 to go. Trying to hang on here on their home floor in the league semifinals. Murphy taking his time at the line. Takes a deep breath. Steps in as the gym gets very quiet and he hits it. He's got 22. And it's 67-61 now. As Milford have one more push of the gas here to try to get back into this. They go to the interior for Ekberg. Finds Carter Stevens for 3 on the right side. Left it just a little short. Morris is going to let it roll out of bounds, and they will get possession with 2 minutes to go. And a timeout's going to be taken by Milford. 67-61. Mustangs are 2 minutes away from trying to punch their tickets to the Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
2 minutes left. Morris boys leading Milford 67-61 here in overtime. Boy, this has been a great game here tonight. Some bonus basketball in the Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals here tonight. Winner will get Richfield Springs in the championship game. Morris with the basketball. Stansel, right-handed layup is good. And it has all been Morris here in overtime. They lead 69-61 with a 1:45 to go in overtime. Milford with the basketball. Here's Stevens. Takes it right to the rim. Left it just a little short. Hit the front. Stansel with a rebound. Nice crossover in the backcourt. Stansel gets through traffic and floats one ahead, but it's tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Mustangs. And Morris is going to take a timeout with 1:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. 69-61, the score in overtime. We'll keep it right here this time as the Morris boys are trying to punch their tickets to the Tri-Valley League Championship. They would be taking on 3-seed Richfield Springs, who upset 2-seed Franklin earlier tonight. And that game will be in Lawrence. They're having the Tri-Valley Championship game in Lawrence as Oneonta State and Hartwick not available this year for the Tri-Valley Championship. So that game's going to be in Lawrence. And we'll see what time it is. I believe the boys' game is going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturday. We will confirm later in the week. The league was waiting to see what schools were going to get in to set the exact time. But, boy, what a game here tonight. I had a feeling this could be a good one with the way these two teams have been playing recently, and it has lived up to the hype with the Morris boys leading 69-61 here in overtime. Mustangs have looked really good here in the extra period. So, again, everybody rallying for Bella Seguis, Milford student who was injured in a skiing accident recently. And they've been raising some money here tonight and throughout the community. And again, I said it earlier, somebody anonymously donated $10,000 to the cause. So a big thank you to them. The Seguis family is an amazing family in Milford. And we wish the best to Bella and that she has a quick recovery from that skiing accident. So. But again, they are raising a lot of money in a $10,000 donation. That's absolutely amazing. Morris will get it in out of the timeout. They have the basketball going left to right with 90 seconds to go. Here's Murphy with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it to Stancil. Milford is just selling out on defense, trying to do everything they can to get a clean steal here if they can. Morris moving it around nicely. 10 on the shot clock, though. They're going to have to move. Here is Dugan on the far side. Goes to Akins to the interior for Murphy. Murphy off the glass. He's got it. Murphy with 24. What a great possession there for the Mustangs, and they lead 71-61 with a minute to go. It might be too little too late here for the Wildcats. They might have used up all their magic. Riley Stevens with a three from the right side. He left it short. Rebound for Akins underneath, and a foul in the backcourt here on Zach Brown. With 50 seconds left, a fantastic effort here tonight by the Milford Wildcats. They have left everything out on the floor tonight, doing everything they can, kept tying this game up, finding ways to get back in. 50 seconds to go here in overtime. 71-61, our score. And we do have a foul. I believe this is going to be on Zach Brown. And so here's our team foul situation. Yeah, Milford's just trying to bump this up to try to do anything to get, you know, Morris to go to the line, maybe miss some shots. Team foul situation, 7 for Morris and 6 for Milford. And there's the 7th on Milford, as they are going to get Riley Stevens here for the infraction. And so that is going to send Morris to the line, shooting 1-1 with 46 seconds to go. No matter how this turns out, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by ACCO Brands, NBT Bank, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance. So here is Murphy at the line. He's got 24 tonight. And you can make it 25. Kind of a slow start for Scott Murphy, but over the test of time here tonight, he has just found a way. And he has 25 at the moment. Second shot at the line here for Murphy is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Ekberg. Back down the floor he comes. Ekberg to the right side. Gets tripped up and is fouled with 39 seconds left. And Morris leading at 72-61. For a game that went to overtime, tied at 59 apiece. It has just been all Mustangs here so far with 39 seconds left. Ekberg's going to go to the line here off that foul on Murphy, his second, team's 8th. If I'm reading it correctly, I don't think the Morris boys have won the Tri-Valley since the 2012-2013 season. Ekberg shot at the line, won't go. Thorsland with a rebound, pops it up and in. Thorsland with 9, so this is uncharted territory for the Mustangs in recent years. There's been some years here in the semifinals, much like tonight, where they've been upset when they had some really good teams with Scott Murphy's older brother, Matt Murphy. Johnny Child's going to come out here. Tiger Stancil was fouled. And Tiger's going to head to the line here with 33 seconds left. It's 72-63, Morris on top. So the Mustangs have been working hard to try to get back to this championship game, and they're trying to maybe put the icing on the cake here. Stancil misses the shot and is able to get his own rebound, and then Morris will take a timeout with 29 seconds left here in overtime. Morris leads 72-63. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 29.9 seconds left here in overtime, live from Morris Central School tonight. Thanks for going the distance with us. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals here tonight. Looks like Morris will be heading to the championship game on Saturday to take on Richfield Springs in what should be an excellent matchup. That game is over at Lauren Central School on Saturday afternoon. Make sure to check WCDOsports.com. We'll have the game time and all the information there for you. We'll be broadcasting both the boys' and the girls' games on Saturday for the Tri-Valley Championship. Later this week, we're also going to have the MAC girls' semifinals. And we'll have the MAC championships next week as well as the Delaware League championships. A shot here for Murphy is off the mark and no good. The rebound came down, was knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Mustangs with 25 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And poor John Child is going to come out here. As he went up for that rebound, the ball was being saved from going out of bounds. It came back in bounds. And, well, it hit in a place where no man wants to be hit. So he's going to hit the last 25 seconds off here. Here's Carter Stevens for three straight away. No good. And a rebound for Ekberg, and he muscles it up and in. Sawyer Ekberg with 15 tonight. He's been tremendous. 72-65 with 10 seconds left. The Mustangs can taste it now. A long pass ahead. We are going to have a foul in the backcourt with 8 seconds to go. I believe that is going to be on Zach Brown. Yes. Brown with the foul. So this is going to send Murphy to the line for one last time. With 8 seconds left. And Murphy with 25 points here tonight. So it should be a tremendous championship game on Saturday. We'll find out tomorrow who's in the girls' championship game. As Murphy's shot is good at the line. He's got 26. We'll be in Franklin tomorrow as the Franklin girls take on Cherry Valley Springfield in the girls' Tri-Valley League semifinals. Other game tomorrow is Skenevis and Worcester. Worcester being the one seed. And Murphy now with 27. It's 74-65 here in OT. 5 seconds left. Stevens with a deep three. That's going to be off the mark, and that'll do it. 74-65 in overtime. The Morris boys defeat Milford. The one seed hangs on against the four seed. A tremendous game here tonight between these two teams. We'll be back with the postgame show. Again, final score in overtime. Morris boys defeating Milford 74-65 on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time inside Morris Central School here. Our final score, 74-65. The Morris boys defeating Milford here tonight in overtime. Heck of a game. So our Tri-Valley Championship game on Saturday will be Morris taking on Richfield Springs. Morris the one seed and Richfield Springs the three seed. We'll get you the time on that when we have it. So here's our final scoring summary tonight before we get through our three awards. First for Morris, 27 points. That's a game high for Scott Murphy. 15 for Tiger Stansel. A good balance from there. John Child with 10. J.J. Benjamin with 9. Garrett Akins with 6. Ethan Franklin with 5. Asa Dugan with 2 tonight for Morris. Also good balance on the other side for Milford. 20 points, for Riley Stevens. That's a team high for Milford. 15 for Sawyer Ekberg, 10 for Michael Vertel, 9 for Martin Thorsland, 7 for Carter Stevens, and then 2 apiece for Braden Murphy and for Zach Brown. Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is supporting local high school sports on WCDL. Excuse me there. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think it's an easy choice tonight. Scott Murphy, 27 points for Morris. He was tremendous. And every time Morris needed a bucket, he was able to find a way to get that basket. As this was a game that was back and forth, up and down. And so Scott Murphy will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight for Morris with 27 points. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I would like to go with Tiger Stansel tonight for Morris, 15 points. He was great, especially in the third quarter early when I thought Morris made a little run. They brought that full court pressure. Tiger got a lot of steals, was able to get some quick buckets off of that. He was tremendous. So we'll give Tiger Stansel tonight from Morris our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Riley Stevens tonight from Milford. Team high 20 points. He was the guy that was able to hit big shots all night long for the Milford Wildcats. Again, they were down 6 or 8 at one point, crawled back right before halftime, was able to take a one-point lead at the half. They were down 10 in the third quarter, clawed it back and tied it up again and then forced overtime. So Riley Stevens, a huge part of that. We will give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. It's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast here. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. We'll be back at it tomorrow night. Franklin Girls hosting Cherry Valley Springfield in the Tri-Valley League Girls Semifinals. That's a 6:45 p.m. tip. We'll have our Butler Auto tip-off show tomorrow as well, about 10 minutes before that contest. So it's going to be a lot of high school basketball this week all here on WCDO. Again, thank you for listening here tonight. The Morris boys advanced to the Tri-Valley Championship game on Saturday with a 74-65 overtime win against Milford. I'm Nate Lall. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you again tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.